Hello, welcome back to Becoming Dot Dot Dot. If you're new here, I'm your host, Nicole Amelia, and this is a podcast where we talk about navigating through life's ups and downs and becoming the best version of yourself together. Today, I want to talk about something that's probably not your favorite topic, but I promise by the end of it, you will change your mind. I promise you. Okay? All right. Today, we're talking about the F word. Okay, no, not that F word. We're actually talking about a different F word, and that F word is forgiveness. Okay, don't go anywhere. I know that you probably want to shut this off and be like, Nicole, no, we're not talking about this right now. We're not talking about forgiveness, and I get it. That is not your first instinct. When someone wrongs us, do you really want to be like, I forgive you? No, you absolutely don't. You probably want to seek revenge or do something so you can get even. But I promise you, that is not the right thing to do. And there's multiple reasons that that's not the right thing to do. Now, see, we're talking about becoming the best versions of ourselves, right? I mean, this podcast is literally named Becoming dot, 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 because we're always becoming different versions of ourselves. And what we want, our common interest, is to become the best version of ourselves. So in order to become the best version of ourselves, we need to let go of pain, of bitterness, of anger. That's the only way that we become the best versions of ourselves, by letting go of the past. But there's actually scientific reasons and biblical reasons on why we should do these things and why it actually benefits us more than the other person. And I'm going to tell you why. This is why we're here today, because I want to show you the scientific studies, the scripture that actually backs all of these things up. Here's something. Did you know that anger, that resentment, it actually leads to stress within your body, and you actually manifest physical harm to your body when you hold on to that? When you hold on to anger, bitterness, resentment, you actually have an increased stress level, because there's cortisone spikes that are in your body, that happen within your body. You actually also have a higher risk of heart disease, high blood pressure, weakened immune function, chronic pain, fatigue linked to emotional distress, increased anxiety, depression, and you can also have difficulty forming relationships. Wait. So you're telling me that actually holding on to anger, to stress, to resentment, to bitterness, holding on to those things actually affects me more than it affects the other person? Oh, interesting. So I'm actually damaging myself by being angry and to holding on to the past? I'm going to pause right here for a second, because I think we have a misconception of what forgiveness is, and I want to clear the air. I want to clear the air because I want you to really understand what forgiveness is and why it's important. Forgiveness is not excusing behavior and forgetting. That's not what forgiveness is, but what it is choosing to release that anger and that bitterness for your own peace. Oh, so it's more of a me thing rather than a them thing. Oh, interesting. Before I get deep into the scientific studies that I've researched on this topic, or the scriptures that are relevant to this topic, there's something that I kind of came to the conclusion to as I was doing my research for this podcast, because I always do research in order to make sure I'm giving you the most value in these podcast episodes. And I want to talk about something spiritual or something faithful for a second, and that's sin. And how God hates sin. But why does God hate sin so much? Well, I read something that said, God doesn't just hate sin to hate sin. No, God hates sin because he knows that sin destroys us and it hurts us. So isn't it beautiful that the God who creates us that created us hates the thing that hurts us? And it kind of made me think differently of God and my relationship with God. And I was like, wow, he really is like a father. He's a protector. He's my protector. He's watching out for me. He doesn't want me to do the things that'll hurt me. I mean, in the Bible, it literally says sin leads to death. That might sound like a huge exaggeration, but in a sense, it does. So I want you to take that really quick, and I just want you to put it in your back pocket, because we're going to touch on this topic a few times within this podcast episode. So let's go into the scripture really quick. So in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 to 15, it says, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 to 32 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger. Be kind and compassionate to one another. Forgive each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." I mean, Jesus is the literal biggest representation and example of forgiveness. As people were crucifying Jesus, he asked his heavenly Father to forgive them, to forgive those who were physically hurting him. In Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Jesus says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Did you know that forgiveness is referenced over 100 times in the Bible? And I say over 100 times because in different translations, it could be more, or we don't know the exact number of how many times it's actually referenced in the Bible, but it's over 100. So it must be important. It must be important to forgive others. If Jesus shows us that he forgives people who hurt him, it's important for us to forgive others as well. But maybe it's also because God knows that when we forgive others, we're healing our own bodies. Because God knows that holding on to that bitterness, that anger, that resentment can actually hurt us internally and could kill us. I mean, heart disease and all of these things, they could lead to death. That's interesting. That's an interesting theory. I actually wrote a poem, and I never share my poems, but it's like a little like side thing that I like to do. I just like to write little poetry here and there about how I'm feeling or stuff that I've gone through in my life. And I wrote this poem a few years ago, and I felt like it was super relevant to the topic, so I figured I'd share it. And it says, "Anger is like a cage with no key. It leaves you in prison with no way out. Until you learn to forgive, you will forever be trapped. For the key isn't something you hold, but something that's within." And it truly is. I mean, actually, if you realize that holding on to this anger, you're putting yourself in this cage. You're not putting the other person in a cage and locking away the key and throwing it away. You're actually putting yourself in a cage. And you're hurting yourself. You're not doing anything to the other person. You're doing something to yourself. There are so many scientific studies, and I wanted to put as many as I possibly can into this podcast, but I didn't want to overwhelm you either. So I have a few that I wanted to share that just kind of back all this up. Did you know that your brain responds to forgiveness? There's a neuroimaging study from Stanford University found that when people actively forgive, their brains showed increased activity in the prefrontal cortex, which is the area responsible for decision-making and emotional regulation. That means forgiveness can literally restructure your brain. It could help make it easy for you to process emotions in a healthier way. Interesting. No? Like, it can actually restructure your brain by just forgiving other people. You're actually helping yourself. You're teaching your brain how to process emotions healthier. This long-term study from the Mayo Clinic found that people who practice forgiveness actually live longer, and they live happier lives than those who hold on to resentment. The study actually suggests that forgiveness reduces inflammation within the body, which is a major factor to aging and disease. So hold up. You know that we all as a society are so hung up on the whole aging thing. We want the best skin care, the best lotions. We want infrared lighting and all this stuff so we can stay in our 20s forever. But we're actually not doing the work that's within. So here, it's literally saying if we forgive, it actually helps with the aging process, with making sure our bodies stay healthy. I think that might be your new skincare. Forgiving others, it actually seems to work better than your new cream from Paris. There's another study in the Journal of Pain Research discovered that people who forgive reported lower levels of chronic pain because they actually found out that unforgiveness has been linked to muscle tension, headaches, and even back pain. So when I'm angry, I'm actually manifesting that pain physically. I'm actually having back pain, headaches. I know you've probably experienced that. Like when you're so stressed, when you get so angry, I'm sure you've gotten a headache or two. At the least, you've gotten a headache from it. You're hurting yourself by being so angry, by having this resentment, by having this anger. And before I overwhelm you with all these studies, I'm going to say one last study. The American Psychological Association, APA, showed in their research that letting go of grudges boosts self-esteem and overall life satisfaction. So you're saying that I can be more confident if I just forgive others? My self-esteem will go up? Interesting. So forgiveness seems to help a lot of things that are going on internally. My appearance, my physical health, my mental health. Interesting. Never thought about it that way, did you? I love this, honestly, because I really feel like science backs up the things that are in the Bible. And a lot of people don't see it that way. A lot of people say that if you're scientific, that you may not believe in God. But I actually beg to differ, and I say that science actually proves the existence of God. It proves God's word. God is telling us in only so many words that forgiveness is important to us. And science is showing us that unforgiveness hurts us. And God doesn't want anything to hurt us. I really feel like there's this bridge here between God and science. And I really like that we can come together and talk about both because I really do think that you can't have one without the other. They both prove each other. And if science and if God are telling you to forgive, why aren't you forgiving? Why are you holding on to that resentment? Who do you need to forgive? I know someone just popped into your head. I know that they did. Sit on that and think about it for a second, because I know somebody just came to mind. Forgiveness is not in our human nature. It is not our first instinct to forgive someone after they wrong us, after they hurt us. Usually our first instinct is to get even. I want karma to hit them. I don't want to forgive them. They don't deserve my forgiveness. But what that does, getting even, doing something because they've hurt you, that actually leads you down a spiral, and it actually makes you no different than them. And I know that's kind of a heavy thing to say, but instead of getting revenge and getting even, we should work on ourselves. Because we're forgiving not for their benefit, but for ours. All right, so how do we practice forgiveness? I have 5 steps that I came up with to come to a place where we can actually work on forgiving other people, because it's not easy. It's not in our human nature. So how do we get to this place of forgiveness when that's not our first instinct? Well, here it is. So the first thing that you're going to do is you're going to acknowledge the pain. You're not going to suppress it, but you're not going to let it control you either. You're going to acknowledge that this hurt, that this is how I feel because of this. And then you're going to move on to your second point. You're going to shift your mindset, because you're going to realize that forgiveness is for your benefit and not for theirs. And number 3, you're going to pray. You're going to pray for that strength. Lord, please, please give me the strength to forgive those who've hurt me, who've done wrong to me, who haven't apologized for what they've done to me. Please allow me to forgive them, because we don't have that strength naturally. So we have to pray for God's supernatural strength. It's not easy. And that leads me to 4, choose to release that resentment daily. Because like I just said, it's not easy. It's not easy to forgive other people. It's not going to just happen overnight. It's not. So you have to practice it daily. You have to pray for it daily. You need God's strength to help you get through that. And then 5, you're going to set healthy boundaries. Because forgiveness doesn't mean that you're going to accept toxic behavior. And luckily for you, if you've listened to episode 3 of this Becoming podcast, we talked all about setting healthy boundaries and how to do that. So if you need help with that, please, I implore you to go listen to episode 3, because we go over all of that in great detail. I mean, the whole episode is literally about boundaries. But these are the 5 steps if you want to work on forgiveness. I have an exercise for you too, that actually is such an important exercise. I've done it a few times myself, and it is to write down in a letter everything that you feel about the person who hurt you. Write a letter to the person that hurt you. Write down all of your emotions, every single thing that comes to your mind. You don't have to send it to them. If you want to, go right ahead. I encourage you to. But write that letter down. Lay it all out there. And at the very end of that letter, write, "I forgive you." It's not going to be easy. You probably might shed a few tears. But you will feel such a weight lifted off of your shoulders by just forgiving, by just doing that. It's not easy to forgive. And for me, it's not been a walk in the park. I've had to forgive people who have seriously hurt me, and I'm still on that journey of forgiving people who've really wronged me. Even, for example, I mean, in episode 2, I laid it all out there for you, and I told you my trauma and things that I've worked on and how I found God. And there's a lot of stuff that I hold inside and that I haven't shared, that I've been through, of all the hurt that I've been in or people have done to me. And I've had to actively work on forgiving. I mean, even like my biological father, he was never really around, and we've had a very dicey relationship my whole entire life. And you know what? In my prayers, I ask God to help me forgive him. And I feel like I do forgive him, because him hurting me had nothing to do with me and the person I am, but it had everything to do with him and the person that he is and the stuff that he lacks. Not because of me, So I forgive him for hurting me in the ways that he's hurt me as I've grown up. But I don't forget it. I don't excuse the behavior. And we actually have no relationship now. But I do forgive him. I forgive him because I don't really think it's his fault necessarily. I don't think he did those things to be a bad person or malicious. I forgive him. But I forgive him because I needed to let go of that anger and that resentment that I've had my whole entire life. I had so much anger and so much resentment for a man who literally left my life and didn't want really anything to do with me. And you know what? It actually helped me because I realized I had such a toxic habit of manifesting a toxic relationship within partners because of the trauma and the anger and the everything I had from my biological father inside of my heart that I was holding on to. And once I released that, I was able to actually manifest healthy relationships in my life. And releasing that anger, it helped me so much get rid of abandonment issues and those daddy issues that I had and all those things. It just helped heal me. Because if you really think about it, forgiveness is a gift that you give to yourself. It's not about what they deserve, but it's about your own peace and your own healing. I want you to really sit on all that. Because I know in the beginning of this, we talked about the F word, the infamous F word, and how people hate to forgive. They don't want to forgive if someone has hurt them. There have been many times where I haven't wanted to hurt. I mean, where I haven't wanted to forgive someone that I've wanted to hurt them. I mean, even a stupid example as for me, back in the day, I literally, this is stupid to admit, but like I was so self-absorbed when it came to TikTok and I wanted to be this big influencer and I felt like this girl was like copying me and doing things to be malicious towards me. So instead of just forgiving her and just seeing the positives and trying to move on from it and focus on myself, I literally went and I reported one of her videos to get back at her. Like, I was stooping to a level that wasn't me. I was no different than the girl who I was mad at by doing something like that. And I wasn't proud of it either. You have to learn to forgive and move on. It's a gift you give to yourself because not everyone is going to apologize to you. You're not always going to get that closure that you feel like you may need. You don't need that closure. What you need is to forgive yourself, to forgive the other person. That's the things that you need, truly. So with all that being said, I want to end this episode with actually a prayer. So if you don't mind, this is super out of my comfort zone, but just a little prayer. So bear with me, please. But Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this podcast. Thank you so much for everyone listening. And I truly, truly, truly want to thank you for having us here and wanting to become better and to connect with you deeper, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much. And I ask you to please give us your strength because it is not in our human nature to forgive others, Lord. You know that we want to seek revenge on others or that we feel like we need that justice and we feel like we are the ones who need to seek out that justice. But really, it's you, Lord Jesus. So I ask you to give us the power to forgive others, to forgive those who wronged us, even if they don't apologize for it. Help us to forgive others so that we can forgive ourselves and that we can work on our own healing, Lord Jesus. Thank you so much for loving us and for being here with us. And thank you for loving us so much that you try to protect us from doing things that are sinful. You've talked about forgiveness over 100 times within the Bible. Because you know that not forgiving us, Lord, that not forgiving others is sinful. And it hurts us. It hurts us internally and it hurts those around us. And you want to protect us with everything that you have because you are our Heavenly Father. And I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. So thank you so much for being here for us, for being here with us, and for bringing this podcast so that we can connect on a deeper level with each other. I love you so much, Lord, and I ask that you please help those who are listening to this podcast. Please be with them. Please help them through this time. And whoever they thought of when they thought about forgiving and all that hurt, please release that for them, Lord Jesus. I love you so much, and I pray this all in your amazing name. So in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Ah! I love you guys so much. And thank you for being here while we pray together, while we talk about this, because like I said, science and God are not two different things, but they are together. They are the same thing. Science backs up God's word. And I hope you like this take that I took with this podcast today, because as I'm getting deeper and deeper into this scientific world, into STEM, I'm learning more about God and how amazing God is, and I'm seeing it through science. And I want to bring that to you guys. And I want to show you just how things that we see every day, the science behind little things that we see every day, really shows how magnificent God is and how much He actually really cares for us and really loves us. Because a lot of us feel like He's not here, He's not listening to us, He's not loving us, but really, the things and the answers that we want are written in His word. And if we just open it and if we just read His word, we'll get a lot of the answers that we seek, that we want. He's not silent. All of His words are right there for us to read. So I encourage you to do the activity where you write the letter, sit down and internalize and see every person that you hold resentment in your heart for. And let's work on becoming a better version of ourselves. Because I know I want to be the best version of myself, especially in this new year. And I hope that you do too. And I think you do because you're here listening to this podcast. So I'm pretty sure that you want to be the best version of yourself. And that's the first step. So here's the second. The second step is to start forgiving and practice those healthy tools to forgive. I love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful that you are here and that you're listening to this podcast. Thank you for being here with me for 7 whole episodes. And if you haven't been here for 7 whole episodes and you like this episode, please, I encourage you to listen to more because I feel like they're building blocks. I feel like each episode kind of solidifies the last episode. And I feel like they all kind of tie into it together and just kind of make this beautiful picture. And I also really quick want to apologize because sometimes I say things incorrectly because I get so passionate about the stuff I'm saying that my grammar isn't always the best. And I've realized that every time I listen back to a podcast, I'm like, well, I didn't add an S to this statement. I said the wrong word here. So I'm sorry for that. But I just get so passionate on what I'm saying that I just let it out there and I mess up a lot. So sorry about that. But I love you guys and I will see you in 2 Tuesdays for now. Thank you everyone who wished me a happy birthday too because my birthday was a few days ago. So thank you guys. I love you so much. And I will see you in 2 Wednesdays from now. Bye guys.